You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hader ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there. And they're the champions.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the Brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up. You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks. That's personal. Also at Locked On Brewers, the show handle, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers as well. Your Facebook connection for Locked On Brewers. Hope you're hanging in there. And hope we can provide a nice little distraction for you today. Going to talk with Dr. Scott. We'll have Tuesdays with Dr. Scott coming up about the Brewers and Major League Baseball in general and the effect of a shortened season on what the analytics are. So we'll talk with Dr. Scott about that. And, interesting to kind of figure out. It's hard to have these conversations right now because we don't know the rules. We don't know how it's all set up. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. And we won't for a while. But it's interesting to think about how managers and front offices would approach a short season, a medium range season, a season with less off days, whatever the case may be, however this shakes out, how they would approach it analytically, because the game has become so driven by analytics. The Brewers, of course, as we know, are on the front lines of that entire analytics revolution, and they manage their club that way. So how does it change if the season's 80 games, 100 games, 120? What's different? What should we look for? How would they decide, when certain players play and don't? How do they manage their pitching staff? It would be fascinating, and I know to a certain extent it would be – I don't know what the way to say it is – The thing that comes to mind is like an asterisk next to the World Series title, because it's a shortened season, right? It's not real. It's not. They didn't go through the grind and the trials and tribulations of 162 games, and they weren't tested all the way through to win the World Series. And I get that. I understand that. I don't know, again, that you would. It totally depends on how it all plays out. What if it's an extremely short season and they decide to do something because it's better than nothing, but we're talking about not playing till August or September, and they just do a really short tournament to get into the playoffs and get into the World Series, then is it real? I think it'd be looked a lot different than if it was a 100-game season. If it's a 100-game season, that's a fairly lengthy season in its own right. It's not obviously 162, but it's got plenty of games, and maybe you view the champion as legitimate. Maybe if it's only a month and then the playoffs, maybe it's not so legitimate in people's eyes. I don't know. But that's all going to be determined. Today, again, we'll talk with Dr. Scott about the analytics of it all and what his thoughts are on how this is all going to shake out. So I won't pause it any longer. We'll get right to Dr. Scott. We'll do it next. You're Locked On Brewers. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right scale. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. So if you're looking to lose weight, willpower key, but also so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi for Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But with Withings Body Plus, it gives you the weight, full body composition, weight trend, even the local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com. For a very limited time, go to withings.com. It's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off the Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com, withings.com/MLB to get 25% off a Body Plus body composition scale. Dr. Scott and Locked On Brewers brought to you by Postmates. No time like the present. Back when we were doing these Postmates reads back last year, I was like, well, that sounds interesting. Now it sounds necessary. Postmates is going to deliver stuff to you. Early morning breakfast burrito, 12-pack of beers. We need that about now. Sometimes you just want
stuff delivered, right? And maybe now you need stuff delivered because you don't want to go into a store. You can't go into a store. So check out Postmates. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days if you download the Postmates app. So go to your phone and download the app, for crying out loud. That's a pretty good deal, $100 of credit. And again, it is vital right now. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Dr. Scott is with us, we're going to talk about the effects of analytics, or the effects of a short season on analytics. Before we do that, I just wanted to check in on you, Dr. Scott. You know, people love you, obviously. A lot of Twitter followers. No, don't laugh. I mean, laugh a little. No, people love you.
They online love me.
Yeah, and we're all checking on each other. So how are things going? I mean, you know, you're an MD. Now, look, you're a psychiatrist, so obviously you're not a real doctor, but... every time. Look, here's the deal. I am married to a veterinarian, and I use that joke endlessly, okay?
So yeah, just so you know. You make a lot of friends with dentists, veterinarians, and psychiatrists.
And podiatrists. I mean, what are we talking about here? Podiatrist? Anyway.
yeah, I'm doing fine. I mean, I basically... We are protected because all the appointments that we're doing right now are telehealth appointments. And so it's all like online and Skype kind of style stuff. And it took us a while to get our system up to, speed in terms of compliance with privacy and all that. But we're up and running now and seeing patients just like we would, you know, otherwise. The only difference is there's a screen now.
Yeah. It is amazing the difference of technology, even if something like this had happened. Well, I mean, it wasn't this, but, you know, look, H1N1 or the swine flu, you know, we've had outbreaks, not nearly like this in America, but across the world at different times. And the technology makes a difference. There's an opportunity to try and stay connected now because you can FaceTime, you can Skype, you can Zoom. Business still gets conducted that way. I mean, it really is it's not a silver lining. I wouldn't go that far, but it's really something that does make this somewhat easier to get through. And
what I've found interesting too is that you don't lose a lot. You know, I'm a psychiatrist, and so I'm looking at facial expressions and mannerisms and trying to gauge tone of voice and, you know, when they break eye contact or change their posture. And you can take all that in. In fact, you can get more information from a patient because you kind of see their environment. You see the house they live in.
Interesting.
And, you know, what they're doing. So it's definitely different, but I don't think you'll lose a lot with it. So, you know, technology is kind of saving us in that regard.
Well, and the worst segue ever, here it comes. You might not be playing in front of fans. And so speaking of video and technology, which TV's been around a little longer, but still, it might be what saves our ability to play sports, maybe, late this year, it seems like, you know, if it's going to be possible. And I can't imagine that they're going to be able to play anywhere close to a normal length of a season. Even though I know they're talking about it, I just don't buy it. So I thought we'd talk about that today, Dr. Scott, the analytics of it and what, you know, if anything, and I don't even know exactly what question to ask you on this, you know, if there's a specific question, but I just thought maybe it'd be interesting to explore the effects of a shorter sample size. Does it change the way, particularly the Brewers, who are so geared toward analytics, if all of a sudden they only have 100 games instead of 162 to deal with, do they change anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this changes everything. Because right now, what you kind of alluded to is that we have all these unknowns. And right now, it could be, I mean, our range is we could have a pretty close to complete season if things all fell into place right away, which it's not looking like they will. But that's one possibility. And on the other end, you have no season at all. And that's a possibility. And I think with each passing day, that becomes more of a possibility. That said, we're not there yet. You know, the thing that they've done with these meetings, the MLB and the MLBPA, they've kind of looked at every scenario. And I think they've even looked at, you've alluded to, how does this, you know, change the approach, like how will CC do things differently? Well, if he has a 100 game season, probably it doesn't change things a ton. You can use pitchers a little bit differently. You don't have to give guys as much rest. there are those factors. But, you know, if it goes down to like a playoff format where everybody's just thrown into a, you know, a tournament where it's maybe like 40 games, you know, something like that. Well, that changes everything now, because now we're in playoff mode. And, you know, you've seen how everybody has seen how the game differs from the regular season to the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And I guess I should ask you there if you've heard anything like that, because I said we actually talked about this, and we'll get into it, because the you know, the whole collective bargaining agreement that sort of came down last week, where the owners and players agreed to a way forward here as it relates to all this happening in 2020. And I said yesterday that they should if they can, if it's possible, they should outline a basic way the season will work. If it starts, you know, Memorial Day weekend, if it starts mid-June, if it starts 4th of July or after, and give us different scenarios for what things would look like. Because I think throwing that little red meat out there for fan bases would be giving them something to chew on, keep baseball in the news, and be interesting for this show. I'm selfish. I want it for this show. I need something to talk about.
Come on, people.
But you know,
I got a locked-on show to do.
I know, exactly. But, you know, if it was a scenario where it was just a burst and maybe a big old tournament, like where, you know, almost everybody gets in or everybody gets in, that would be – it wouldn't be real. I mean, you wouldn't think of the champion as a true World Series champion, right. I don't think. But if that's all you got, if you can't start playing until September, let's say, or something like that, right, maybe you can do something like that, and it would be a great little piece of entertainment. I don't know. I mean, it's – you at this point – if the choices are nothing or something, you're probably going to choose something, and that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you know, you look at all the forces going into this, and the players obviously want to play. I mean, they don't want to dive into a risky situation, but everything I've heard from Tony Clark and any player that's spoken up about the issue, they obviously want to be safe, but they want to play. That's the thing I hear over and over and over. We want to play. And every single day, these owners aren't playing.
Yeah.
They're losing money. Like, they're the ones who are taking the biggest hit here. And so if anybody's motivated to get baseball back up and running, it's these owners. I think that the thing that scares them, you know, these guys are, I hate to sound cynical, but a lot of these guys got to where they are because they're greedy.
Right.
And it's pretty simple, actually. And they aren't going to want to leave money on the table, but they also realize what a PR disaster it would be if they put people in harm's way and it created another wave of this. And so, I mean, can you imagine if they brought guys back and all of a sudden six or seven guys in a locker room tested positive and they have to quarantine a team? It would be awful, and it would end the whole season. And so I think they have to be thoughtful about this, but there's definitely a pressure to get them back on the field. And so there's this balance, you know, and the three rules they kind of came up with to guide themselves. I'm sure you've talked about it on past shows, but the three rules are: there can't be any governmental restrictions, there can't be any travel restrictions, and there can't be any clearly defined risk. And that's the sticky wicket there, that third one. Because how do you define when this is over? We don't even have tests right now to tell us where this disease really is. So it's kind of all just imagination and guesswork at this point. Until we know when we can get this under control. And, you know, as a physician, knowing what I know about this virus and looking at the way that it's spread and the incubation times, and then you combine that with the way people are not really taking it seriously, I think we're probably going to start to run into the risk of losing our seasons, I'd say, if this goes on another month.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree at all. It looks bleak right now. I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. And it looks tough to be able to, you know, to do this. And so it's obviously going to be key over the next month. But I, you know, I hope I'm surprised. I really pray I'm surprised. Because, you know, it's more than, obviously, it's way more than baseball. It's our whole lifestyle. It's the whole American way of life that's at stake here in the short term and maybe even mid to long term if we don't handle this correctly. So there's a lot of things to be concerned about. Talking with Dr. Scott Brewer's sabermetrics genius, who joins us here usually most every week on the Up podcast. So let me get down to sort of some nitty gritty with the analytics. If the Brewers are playing, let's just take again 100-game season. Do you think that it's all out the window as far as their normal data processing, the way their front office thinks about things and analytics? No. Would they still try to incorporate the same way? Or is it just come down to we don't have to give guys as much of a break because they don't have to last as long? Or, I mean, again, this kind of comes down to the way the schedule gets laid out. If they try to cram a bunch of games in and give players limited off days, that probably has a very negative effect on the Brewers, maybe more than anyone else, because, or more than others, the average team, let's say, because they don't have starting pitchers that can give you a lot of innings.
Yeah, you can't be rushing guys back after this prolonged time off either. They're talking about having 2 weeks of spring training before they get going. And I'm thinking about that, and that even seems really short.
Yeah.
And so if it gets crunched even further than that, I mean, you're going to look at injury risks now, and you're going to be throwing guys kind of into the deep end of the pool. And they've been, even though they're all working out and busy right now, they're not doing their day-to-day baseball routines. So everybody's going to be off. In terms of analytics, I think that you kind of can simplify this conversation, because what they do is they're just going to look at what's there and break it down the same exact way that they would otherwise. How they use players is going to differ a little bit, but the position players, I think that's basically going to be the same. It just would be accelerated, if it's all sandwiched together. In other words, if a guy's going to get a day off, he's going to get a day off. He'll just, get that day off sooner than he would have in the past. Now, you're also usually giving days off on and trying to pair it up with a day that they already had off, so you can extend that a little bit, instead of just giving Yelly one day off. If you can give him a day off and then there's a team day off, now all of a sudden you get 48 or 72 hours of rest. So that would all be gone. In baseball, I think, you talk about a 100-game season. That might even be more difficult than having a full season, or on the other end, a really short season, because it's kind of like you still have all the mechanisms of a long season at play. You still have the wear and tear on all your pitchers' arms and all that, but it kind of shores up quicker and things aren't going to be this. So, I think a 100-game season kind of gives you the worst of both worlds, is a way to say it. But I think in terms of the way fans would think about it, that would be the closest to what we're used to, And so can we even predict how this is going to go? No, but I think that's what they're shooting for as of right now.
So you're saying if they did like a 40-game season, that might be the true short burst you're talking about, but a 100-game season would still be a pretty difficult proposition, because that still is a long season.
Right. And you kind of have the mentality now, too, that you're rushing through this, that you're probably not getting as many days. All of it seems to put you into a category where you're at risk for greater injury, greater burnout. It just kind of turns the heat up.
Interesting. Yeah, it's going to be, again, it's so much unknown. What do you think, if you had to guess, or if you were in the Brewers front office, what would you be doing today to prepare for this? Is there anything, or you're just kind of have to wait and see completely?
I think there's an element, even in the bigger businesses, where everything's somewhat on hold. Once they got done with, the ML, not done with, but once they got through the initial stages of the negotiations with the Players Association, I think, they have a pretty good framework in place. When I have read about this, it seems like they haven't released all these scenarios to the public, but they've considered them all, and they have everything down on paper. I think even like schedules they've worked out. So they're planned up on this and kind of ready for anything. But, what really kind of throws a wrench into the works is the contractual part of this and service time. And, you got the draft they're talking about throwing out, or maybe reducing to 5 rounds. And, a lot of guys, young players, are going to get screwed. There's no way to say it any other way. That's just what's going to happen. And so you hate to see that, and you hate to see even more this talk that's been going on in the background for the last 2 years about contracting minor league teams. One thing I've learned, I hate to sound cynical, but one thing I've learned about big institutions is that when they want to get away with something, they usually do it while the people are distracted. And this would be a perfect time for them to, slide something by us. And I worry about the minor league teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of that talk going on. So keep an eye on it, Dr. Scott. you're not busy.
That's all we can do.
Right. No, I appreciate it. Thanks. Interesting conversation. We'll try to come up with other things to talk about. I was considering diving into historic analytics now, because that's really all we have.
Yes, oh, good. Let's do that.
If you are fired
up, my favorite 1987 Brewers team.
Oh, I'd love to. That'd be a great. That was such a fun team, as I've talked about already in this podcast. That'd be a lot of fun. So that's ahead. So just rest assured that's ahead, and we'll connect. And good luck with everything going on. In your world, I know that you know, as a medical professional, you might have to deal with this in a way that the rest of us don't. So good luck. We're thinking of you, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, buddy. I just want to say to everybody that right now, let this focus your love for each other and for sports.
Yeah.
When this stuff gets taken away from us all, we realize how much it means and how much this really truly bonds us all. And I don't mean to sound cheesy or cliche, but you know, baseball has never been more important than it is right now to a lot of people.
No, it's right. It may sound cliche, but it's also true, you know. So it's great to hear that, and we'll keep her going here to keep talking
all right,
baseball.
Man.
Thanks, Dr. Scott.
Bye-bye.
Find Dr. Scott on Twitter at Cheesehead Talk. That's my Twitter. What am I doing? Find Dr. Scott on Twitter at @brew_maths, @brew_maths, or his website is brewmaths.com. And we'll look at, there's a lot you can dive into with some historical Brewers analytics, which could be kind of fun, because it might be fun to take a look at some of those teams in Brewers history from an analytics standpoint, because they, you know, it's not the way, of course, baseball was done up until 5-10 years ago at the earliest. So it'd be kind of fun to view it from that perspective looking back. So that's what we might shift to here as we wait to see if there's going to be a baseball season. So anyway, thanks to Dr. Scott again. You can always find this show on any major podcast platform, including Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Play, Google Play. Again, anywhere major podcasts are found. Check out Lockdown MLB as well with Sully. That's also on the Lockdown Podcast Network, or any of your favorite teams. You'll find them on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We'll be back with more baseball coming up, more Brewers talk, and we'll find some things to talk about. There are a lot of things to talk about, fun things to talk about, as the week and the weeks move along. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you soon when we deliver your Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.